Hi, welcome back to We Have Thoughts.
Woo!
This is Anna.
Hey.
This is Joy.
It's Crystal.
And today we're talking about Melrose Place, the original, season 3, episode 26,
OG,
entitled Melrose Impossible. Fun fact.
I thought it was Mission Impossible. Fun facts with Anna.
Fun facts with Anna. This is episode 26 of 30 for season 3.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah, because shows are not
for
30.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Not 30 episodes anymore. Or haven't been for a long actually, I don't know.
I think we're definitely moving away from
the soap operas are a lot of episodes at once.
But was this technically a soap opera?
No, because it was on primetime.
But it's still a soap opera, though.
Mm-hmm. But it was on primetime. So
it wasn't a daytime.
It wasn't a daily.
It was amazing soap trash.
So we have an idea.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, hold on, wait. Let's finish this first, and then we'll talk about it.
Right. Synopsis. Kimberly trains to get back at her enemies. Sydney invests her ill-gotten gains. Amanda finds her position against Allison strengthened by information from Brooke.
Just there was a lot happening. There was so much happening, and so much was trash, and it was wonderful. First of all, Heather Locklear is a bitch.
Okay,
she's always been a bitch.
None of us had seen this, right? No.
So my mom used to watch this whenever it first aired, and whatever it was, 1995.
Mm-hmm. 1995. This episode was 95. It premiered July 8th, 1992.
Jesus
2 days
Christ.
After I was born. I was a two-day-old baby.
I vaguely remember Heather Locklear being a bitch. That's about it. Because my mom would always, like, make angry faces at the TV when she was on there. Because I was a very small child whenever this was on. And that's about all I knew, because this is great.
I briefly tried to watch the revival.
Me too.
And I thought, nah, I'm out.
Peace. It was around the time that Gossip Girl was still on air. So I was watching all of that soapy trash. And I watched that.
The new 90210.
I also watched the new 90210.
The LA Complex, which I actually kind of liked. Because I had a lot of Canadian people in it.
I've never
It got canceled one. Like real quick.
Crystal's like backing it up for the Canadians.
Yeah, I love Canada. Shout out Canada.
Oh, shout out Melanie.
Canada. Shout out.
Hope you're listening.
I don't really know anybody Canadian, so. Be my friend, Canadians.
Canadians.
So my first note is, bro, take a hint.
God,
he was a lot.
He was creepy.
So much.
He broke into her house, first of all. She didn't call the cops on him. She should have.
That phone call that he made to her where he was like yelling at her. Yeah. I was like, this is a scene from Snapped. Like, he's about to snap and murder her. And
yes.
We're going to be watching the true crime.
Whatever sir name doctor guy.
She went
sir
to the doctor.
She went to the doctor to get medical care and
also,
left
like,
dead.
I know we're jumping ahead, but like that doctor who's like, I can't do anything for you. Sorry. You're just
that
gonna have to get some.
What a fucking dick.
Bullshit.
What?
What a fucking
dick. Oh my
god,
dick. I can't. Sorry.
Sorry you're being harassed.
You're
deal with
have
it,
have
bitch.
With, yeah, basically. That was the worst.
Mm-mm.
Whenever I don't know their names. So the redheaded girl who was like in the boot camp.
In the camp? Kimberly.
Kimberly.
So the girl who kept like knocking her over, I was like, be a little subtle about it. Like, you're just like straight up just
you're
knocking her
literally
over.
Literally like her kicking her off the thing.
Her name was Maureen, and she was wearing a full
sneaky
face of makeup to knock out some girls.
Okay. So I love when the credit sequence went through in the beginning, because I was like, most of these people went on to Desperate Housewives. And I was so excited. So excited. I watched.
If we ever have a show, can we please do our opening credits just like that?
I said, this theme is giving me life.
Like, just turn and just
so
turn,
dramatic.
Hair wave, smile, pose. yeah.
And then I wrote, my Dia.
Yes! I was like, oh my God. That was the first person of color in the show, and it was like halfway through the episode.
Well, there you go.
Very.
Shout out.
What
literal
so white so problems? What was the hashtag you did like that? White people problems.
White
yes,
problem.
Yeah.
But so white so problems. That's the new one.
I like that better actually. We're gonna start using that.
I'm gonna use that in our new post.
I know a lot of those actors from other things outside of this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like homegirl Allison, the blonde that's in charge that Heather Locklear is trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
I know her from Ally McBeal. And then, of course, Brooke is from Sex and the City.
Yes.
I was like, these guys went on and had like a great career after they left this show. I just didn't know them from this show.
Brooke, speaking of Brooke from Sex and the City, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
That girl has had that same haircut for 25 plus years.
You know what? It works for her though.
It's so classic. It's so timeless. And she just looks like your literal like preppy girl next door in like the tennis outfit. Like,
she has such like big expressions. Like her eyes are just so wide.
It's so obvious what she's trying to do. Like, she's so waspy. It's ridiculous.
You know what's weird is they were all literally wearing the same outfit at work.
The same version, just different colors. Short
skirt with like a different color, with like a same color blazer.
I have a whole section fashion notes. So should we go into the fashion segment?
Please do. Why was that guy wearing jeans at the office?
God. So it's casual. It's business casual.
Yeah, but the girl. Okay,
he's whatever. A white man who can get away with it.
Probably. Okay, my first note. I love trash. Second note. That long-haired guy, did he creep you out, Crystal? Because I know he did.
Okay.
Yes. Facial hair, man.
The more
I'm getting into
and
that.
The more times I looked at him, he and this probably explains why I was like towards the end at his face, he looked like Zachary Levi to me.
Oh no.
And I was like, "Oh no. Why do I think you're kind of cute? This is weird. I can't handle this."
Crystal's in love with Zachary Levi but hates guys with long hair.
Rightfully so. I mean, in love with Zachary Levi, not the long hair thing.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was just me or like my contacts were weird or something. I don't
we
know.
We did watch it late at night, so it could have been a little blurry.
I was tired, but I just been a looked dry. At him and I was like, because he had the like same, his mouth moved the same way he did.
Because I'm having a hard time picturing it.
I can tell you, goatee with no mustache, ew.
Weird.
Terrible facial hair choice. Why would you do that?
Why?
The 90s. Also, that's something we do not need to bring back.
There was so much hair in that bar. It was crazy. Like, every bartender had long hair, like a ponytail, and every girl had long hair.
Everybody was like, they were either super grunge or like super like power business mini skirt suit.
I'm so glad I was a kid during that time and not like an adult.
I know, because my bad fashion choices were like dictated by my mom, not by myself. Baggy ass pants.
I know.
Why is every man wearing baggy ass pants and baggy ass t-shirts? He's wearing a 4X. He's probably a medium.
I noticed that. Is that the lead singer of Creed?
Oh my God.
Because before I looked at him as Zachary Levi, I was like, is that the lead singer
with of arms Creed? Wide open.
Also, Darren Star.
Darren Star. He's a creator. Yes. Which he did Sex in the City. And he's younger. Doing Younger. He did 90210 also. Anyways, wow.
We both went Darren Star.
Woo. Grungy plaid with a tank top. That was literally the outfit of every man in that bar. Navy power suit. Mint suit with mini skirt. Why? Yeah. There should not be that much mint on your body.
So
put that mint back in my ice cream.
My ice cream. Get out.
Mint chocolate chip. All the men's clothing. Way too big. So many mini skirts everywhere. Everybody, like, that is not in dress code. Mini skirts are not dress code.
It was
back then.
In the 90s.
I know, but that's why you had so much.
It's a big
sketchy shit going on. You know.
It's a big thing in Ally McBeal. She gets called out by a judge for wearing those skirts. And she was like, this skirt does not stop me from doing my job well. It stops you from doing your job. And that's not my problem. And I was like, yes, Ally McBeal.
Yes. So she kept but I mean, her. Like. I feel like me, if I was wearing that to the office, I'd be like, I can't do my job doing this.
But also, girl was so fucking tiny.
Yeah, they're all like petite.
Yeah, but
they're
you
all
like short
like 10
stuff
feet.
All the time.
Yes, but not to work.
Oh.
I gotta be decent there. I gotta look professional. I can't sit cross-legged on the floor in that skirt.
No.
People are gonna get a show. And they're not paying for that, so no.
A show.
So when again I don't know their names, the girl, the fashion girl, the blonde fashion girl, she's like, I'm going bankrupt, and her sister's like, I got money, but I'm gonna own this company. If you had a company and your sister? Family member was like, I'll help you, but I have to own it, would you do it?
No.
I feel like that's,
would you agree to those terms that she's offering her?
No,
and I don't know much about their relationship, obviously.
Obviously, it's
no,
not
I'm just
great.
Talking about you personally.
It depends on the family member. If it was a certain people, I'd be like, no, it's not worth it. certain people I think I could make it work with.
I've been taught from a very young age not to do business with family.
Yeah.
Just because you mix family and money, because that, if it goes well, it's great for everybody. If it goes badly, it can ruin your familial relationship.
What's that phrase?
And it's not worth it to me.
Something with the family. In that Godfather, right? Is that what the movie is?
I've never seen that.
You don't. The Godfather.
Anyway. But it's basically, yeah, this, you don't mix family and money.
It's Italian, and that's what I think of. Sorry.
You were doing that for like a full minute. Like,
I was trying to think, like,
I know, I loved it.
If you
I was trying to conjure the thought of
Italian
my head.
Italian hand motion, the Italian mind will come to you.
Yeah, that's what I
mean. Would you do it? Or
I'd,
like Anna,
rather,
does it depend
I'd rather
on who?
Go bank. Well, I mean, everything depends on whatever. But I'd rather, if I was her in that situation, I'd rather go bankrupt.
Because her sister did not seem trustworthy at
all.
That's
what I mean. When I ask a question, would you agree to those terms? That's what I'm referring to. Not like, oh, my family member, depends on who it is. That's not what I mean. Like, would you do it in that situation?
No, because I'd want to run my own company.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm a boss bitch. I can do it. If I go bankrupt one time, that's fine. I can try again later. Which is why I don't have my own company. No, thank you. That's a lot of liability.
Company. That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of liability.
It kind of made me laugh. The sister who was trying to buy him out is Laura Leighton, whatever you want to say. Laura Leighton. And she went on to be Hannah's mom in Pretty Little Liars.
Yes.
And so I said Laura Leighton would go on to know a lot about blackmail and crimes.
So do all these actresses just stay in like these really...
these kind of shows.
Cheesy, dramatic shows. That's just a thing.
Cheesy soaps. And they just... yeah, because she was on Pretty Little Liars. Half that cast went on to do Desperate Housewives, which was trash, but great trash.
They don't got a lot of range, but they get work, so good for them.
I mean, yeah.
It's like those Hallmark actors or those Lifetime actors.
They can make a whole career out of that.
I mean, good for them. They found where they excel. Go ahead.
Have you guys seen any of the Lifetime...
no.
Promos lately for movies?
No.
They're cracking me up.
I'm gonna have to YouTube these.
I've been watching Grey's reruns in the middle of the day because there's nothing on TV, so I'll have it on in the background. And these trailers, it's like my doctor attacked me and it's my revenge, and so it's like, what? Attacked by my doctor, revenge story. Or it's like the mom telling,
oh my God.
There's this really weird commercial where the mom's like, next semester is going to be so much harder. You have to work hard. And she goes, Mom, what do you mean? And the next scene, it's her friend like drugging her,
oh, Jesus.
Her champagne. She goes, it's something to help you relax. And then it's some guy buying her online and her like in his bed going, you're a monster.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I don't even know what the hell this movie's about. Mom's getting on to her about being better at school, God. And then suddenly she's this man's property. I don't know.
If any casting directors are looking for some acting talent, I volunteer the three of us, because I'm sure.
Seriously. Or some writing talent. I can't write for shit, but I've got ideas that are better than this.
I know, right?
Write dialogue that doesn't sound like it was written by like a 5-year-old.
You're a monster.
Oh
her
my God.
Her acting was just so great.
Loved it. Oh yeah. Okay. The dialogue. Speaking of the dialogue, the line, I'm a whole lot badder.
Oh, like, I wrote that down too.
Why? My second favorite line. My favorite line. I'm just a guy from the suburbs.
Like, I was so weird. It was like, I just feel too much.
Ooh,
was that long hair dude? Yes.
That was long hair dude, but the guy from the suburbs was the guy that was working
in
the office.
I know, both of them.
Both of them, yeah.
I wrote, dude with the hair is a lot.
He has a lot of feelings, and he needs to chill. Back off of your aunt. She does not need him.
And at the end, him and Daphne Zuniga, who went on to play Brooke Davis's mother in One Tree Hill.
She's going to say that to every character.
Where I know them from.
Yes.
Where I know them from. That escalated very quickly. We're just going to say goodbye. And then
they're by a dumpster. Oh, that's got to stink, dude.
And he like put her up against a brick wall. I'm like, that's
really uncomfortable.
I mean, whatever, I guess.
Maybe consider it, jerk.
I mean, they're in the moment. They can't feel it. Like,
he just feels too much.
Oh, gross.
He's feeling it hard a little too.
Do people still say the word blouse? Nowadays, I haven't heard it in a long time.
It reminds me of my grandmother.
I do, but I think it's
because you
do what I do.
Fashion.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Excuse me.
But Also, speaking of long-haired guy and Crystal's aunt, why would you try to date your brother's ex-girlfriend? Why would you try to date your sibling's ex?
He just feels for the drama.
They're doing it for the show, for the ratings, well, probably.
Yeah, why else?
But, like, in real life, who does that? Who's that dick?
Assholes.
Who? Why? No.
Who are you?
Who? Actually, I have a really funny story about that in particular, and I'm going to tell you guys later, not on this guy.
So, whenever the redhead girl is, like, at the fire... And she has the arm. I wrote a bandana on your arm makes you look like a badass.
I'm a whole lot better.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Her power speech to me sounded like a cheesy video game.
Yes.
And I'm gonna did it and like just the way it sounded. I was like, this sounds like I'm in a video game and I've reached a certain level or something.
I'm getting to the monologue part of the villain story. Yeah. Ugh. It was so bad. So bad. Oh my god.
Also, the guy who wore jeans to work all the time. Why do so many people want him?
He is not great looking. He is not.
Billy.
Is he the same guy from
jeans.
I'll
call him Jeans.
Is he the same guy from 10 Things I Hate About You, the popular guy? No.
He's way older than that.
Oh, okay.
He looked like Andrew him, Keenan, kind of. I think his name is in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, Anna.
Yeah, I was like, why does everybody want this guy?
He ain't cute. Also, that dramatic sex scene, the electric, cheesy electric guitar music in the background to make it sexy.
But, okay, guys, I have a new goal, a new must-have whenever I'm buying a house.
Those curtains?
No. I need a spiral staircase coming from my balcony.
Bitch. Bitch. First of all, why is she... Why does she say, I'll be right down, and walk down a staircase where he can fucking see her? Like, so unnecessary.
Don't want to wake daddy.
Ugh, gross. That's what she said.
That's gross. That wasn't paying attention. I was creeped out. I was like,
it just makes me think of Melina after Black Panther. He's so daddy.
Oh my god. Ew.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, I think like... Maybe Kristen Davis like had in her contract, I have to be on spiral staircases everywhere I go or something. She did it twice. In the office, too, didn't she?
She's coming down a staircase?
Yeah.
Was it a spiral staircase?
It was a spiral staircase twice.
Oh!
I was not paying attention. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. I wonder, does she have one in her apartment in Sex and the City?
No.
Maybe just for this show.
Sure, I'll be on your show as long as there's spiral staircases.
Why? Why? Although I do want a spiral staircase.
Right? I'm so mad that we don't
That's
have one.
That's so cute.
Okay, so is the premise of the show that they all like live in the same building?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the same complex. Apartment
That's
complex.
Meryl's place is
the it's, apartment complex. It said it in the front of the apartment complex. Yeah. Yeah.
So I read that after the show ended, the crew bottled up the water from the pool and sold it on eBay.
Ew.
Hey, they're trying to make a buck, man.
Yeah.
They don't so get paid
someone's
like, the stars,
I've got a bottle of water with water from the pool from Melrose Place.
Oh so I don't remember why I wrote this, but I said baby stealing. She stole a baby?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So what I do remember is that she had this crazy arc where she like just goes nuts. I think at one point she like shaves off all her hair. Kimberly,
oh, yeah.
Ginger.
Okay.
That bitch cray.
And she like stole a baby and like she some other shit happened.
Apartment, right?
So yes. Yeah. Crazy. She did a bunch of stuff.
I remember...
I think my mom definitely also watched reruns of this. I'm remembering a lot more than I thought I did.
I read that she was supposed to blow up the apartment complex at the end of season 3, but Oklahoma City bombings just happened.
Oh, no.
I want to say. And so they moved it to the beginning of the 4th season instead of it being the finale because it was too...
Yeah, great.
Timely.
Yeah, no, that sucks. I really was wondering whenever Charlotte, or not Charlotte, Brooke, and Jean's guy were having sex in her bedroom, I was like, how does Anna feel about this decor? Does she want these curtains in her bedroom now? The baby pink and green dots.
It was gross. Making me want to vomit. I was looking at it going, this is so... bad.
A combination of that and the music, it was just
it was
like
bad.
Lot.
It was also
cheese central.
do they know how to kiss?
I know.
What the fuck were they doing? He's like, there's like a invisible barrier to her mouth, and he's like trying to get there, but he can't. I'm like, boy, for being so hot, you've never kissed anybody before.
Maybe it was his first kiss. Oh, poor guy. That's why he's so nervous the first time when she's like, I want you to take off my blouse. I want you to, whatever the hell she said to him in the bar.
It was very awkward.
I was like, okay, girl, calm down. Jeez.
I know. Like, they had just finished having dinner with somebody else.
And he's like, nah, I'm right. Whatever.
He literally, like, did not give a fuck. He was like, I don't care.
He was nervous. He was like, oh my God, I'm going to kiss a girl tonight. I'm so nervous. And then he like composed himself after he turned down the other girl. He's like, oh, I'm feeling like a badass now. So I'm going to go get the girl I actually want.
Oh, my God.
And her spiral staircase.
I can't. They're just, this acting, man.
But also, she walked all the way down the spiral staircase just to
walk him back up. Can't you just be like, bitch, climb the stairs yourself?
He's a fucking man. He can do it. He can walk up the stairs.
No, she had to be dramatic.
Also, like, what? When, yeah. So, I don't know.
So. There was a lot of laughing going on when we watched it last night.
I wrote, geez, I'm really feeling the girl power. And I'm assuming it's between the Brooke Allison, mm-hmm. what's her face, Amanda.
Amanda, mm-hmm.
But I don't remember why.
There's
exactly
so much backstabbing going on, too.
Yeah.
The, oh, my God. Women hating women sort of thing. It's soapy shit. This is where it's
would
at.
Not fly on TV today.
No.
Not that blatantly, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it still happens, but, like.
It's just a little more.
Also, I feel like we can be catty, but we're not going to be like dicks. We're not going to like, I'm going to ruin your whole account. Speaking of accounts, this is Mad Men, but 90s soap version because they work at an ad agency. It's so bad. It's so good. Yeah, her pitch was terrible.
It was actually pretty...
Don Draper has done way better.
Oh, yeah. I was like, so we're just going to jump to our death for a cookie?
Yeah, hello? You clearly don't like cookies enough. What are you talking about, girl?
I would dive into a pile of cookies, yes.
I would dive into a pile of cookies. I would not jump to my death.
You're assuming
I'm not going to get a
cookie.
You're
assuming there's not like a parachute at the bottom or something. You're assuming a lot of things right now.
They could be marshmallow cookies, so they're soft and you don't break yourself.
Yeah, girl. Hello.
Was the pitch that he was diving into a cookie? Did I miss that?
And I don't know why he made me laugh, but he's just like, my mother jumped out of a window. How dare you? Or whatever he said. I don't know why it was so funny to me. But he was just like, ugh.
Because it was over the top.
It was so much. They were so doing funny. The most.
They literally were.
Doing
oh
the most.
Oh, my God.
Melrose Place.
Doing the most.
There was
the
so
most
much
was done.
There was so much attitude everywhere. Like, everybody was snapping at each other. Nobody had, like, a normal conversation.
Yeah,
Amanda
right.
was a fucking bitch. That other bitch was a bitch.
Okay.
Brooke Charlotte was the only nice person. And even then, she was like...
Who's Brooke Charlotte?
Brooke Charlotte.
Charlotte the, from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Brooke. Who's that? Kristen Davis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know their names. I never watched Sex and the City. I have no idea.
So...
Which is also Darren Star, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I wrote, Amanda, don't get murdered. He's crazy. She walked into her apartment and he's there. And she's just like, you need to leave. Like, you shouldn't be here. Like, I would.
Clearly, she's never been threatened in her life.
Right? And then he's like,
I would be screaming.
I would have called 911. Like, you have a fucking cell phone. Use it. I know you can only dial three numbers. 911 is one of them.
He broke into your house. Like, get out.
And he said, I cured
you. You made a copy
cancer.
Of your car?
Ew. You didn't cure her cancer. Get out.
Jesus. That was so awful.
Super, super creepy.
It was the whole, like, I did you a favor. Now you owe me one. Like, you owe me a relationship.
I was like, don't eat that food, girl. He's probably going to try to poison you.
I thought that, too. I was like,
I would have thrown that food out like that. Nuh-uh.
Damn, but I was hungry.
I thought that, too. I was like, he probably poisoned it so that she'd have to go back to him.
Or some made her sick or something. Mm-hmm. So he'd have to take care of her again. Mm-hmm. See? There you go.
See, that's why we should be writing the show.
Yeah.
Can you imagine us writing a show?
If anybody
where
else
thoughts, where
has connections, please get us to like a studio head or something. Like, we don't need to pitch shows. We'll just write for shows.
Like, I have ideas, but I don't know how to write like scripts. Like, I don't know how to direction or anything like that. I probably could learn, though.
I've edited scripts before.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like spell check?
No, like dialogue and story and whatever.
Like a script
continuity.
Doctor? Like spell check? Like a script doctor?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. We should start a script doctoring business.
Girl, I'm down for that.
Bitch, yes. I'd be like, that storyline is stupid. We have thoughts. A normal person would never say those words together. Why?
Copyright, we have thoughts.
Yeah, they got in here sometime during this whole
the
weekend.
The party.
Yeah.
No, girl, the party. Because that door keep opening. Uh-huh. Okay, so my last thing here is, well, this is back when my tia and Zachary Levi are waking up by the dumpster. His hair was clearly in her mouth. It was so gross.
I was not paying that close attention because I was just like, her facial expressions and his facial expressions were so much.
Also,
she was like,
that was pretty racy for 2005 or 1995. It was very racy.
She got her shirt off very quickly.
She did.
Because she was ready.
She's tense.
She's like, I'm going to
go. She has had some practice.
I'm going to go say goodbye to him at the bar. I'm going to put the shirt that rips off.
She was listening to the blast as they were walking out of the building.
Yes.
Come on. Sorry.
It had to happen because that Michael guy was so creepy.
So creepy.
Which is Michael, the one who cured her
cancer?
The
murderer.
Michael Mancini.
The Mancini?
Mancotti?
Mancini?
Oh. Because yesterday we were talking about Kristen Cavatappi.
Oh, yeah. Kristen Cavatappi. We're talking about Andrina Patridge? That's too an idiot.
Did you ever watch The Hills?
I wonder
Beach?
What Justin no. Bobby
or The Hills?
Right. No.
Any of those things?
To be fair, I watched Laguna Beach because all those people in that show were the same age as me, so it was very like, I want to watch this. And I was like, this is stupid, but what's happening? And then the next show was The Hills, right? That was the next one?
The Hills, I think, yeah.
Because Kristen left and whatever.
Yeah.
I watched that only because The Soup made fun of it a lot. So all of those people that, like, Audrina and Heidi and Spencer.
Ew. Gross.
And the other one and the other one and the other one.
The only thing I know
those
about
interchangeable
those,
people.
The only thing I know about those is that what's his face from One Tree Hill was on it. The one who ended up dating Brooke for a while.
Who did?
Steven?
Steven Coletti.
Yes.
Him and Kristen were there. Like the
I
thing.
I remember.
Oh, he became an actor? I didn't know that.
I mean, mm-hmm. He had a couple.
Ew,
of...
He totally would have. What a gross. Ew, Steven was gross.
I liked him on One Tree Hill. I didn't know anything about him, but I just knew he came from there.
Ew, he was fucking gross. Like him as the actor? Like, as the character, I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I knew nothing of him. When I watched it, Lauren was like, oh, was he on Laguna?
Laguna Beach, Laguna I think.
She goes, he was on Laguna Beach. And I was like,
I only watched The Real Hills. OC. I didn't watch Laguna Beach because I didn't have cable until The Hills came
out.
Oh,
my God. The Hills. I think The Hills is funny just because Audrina's so fucking dumb.
That was like peak reality
Justin
TV.
Bobby.
Just watching
Justin
people
Bobby
be stupider than rocks.
And Brody Jenner, ugh, he's so good looking, but he's so stupid.
What?
Like, don't
look at Brody Jenner.
Brody Jenner to me Jeller. Is so Jeller. Attractive, but then he opens his mouth and I'm like, oh,
never mind. Just his face.
He's good looking.
Who is it?
Brody Jenner.
Tell me if you think he's cute.
What is happening, Brody?
Brody Jenner. My nose
hurts. Oh.
Ooh, he's fine. But when he talks, I'm like, ugh, there it goes. The attraction is gone.
I'm not into it.
Ooh, he's fine. What happened to him? So. Is he dead?
Oh, God, that's awful.
Maybe. Is it?
Nope, he's not dead.
Oh, all right, well, whatever. It's fine.
You said Lauren has clothes at Kohl's.
Oh yeah, Lauren Conrad has her clothing line. She's got like accessories. She got accessories and she got like jewelry and stuff. I actually really like it. I think it's cute.
So on our new segment, Awesome Soapy Trash. I feel like we should just review terrible soap operas.
Because I never really watched these shows
Me
ever.
Neither.
So watching them watching that last night was very enjoyable because
it was so bad.
Especially something like
it's
this.
It's like a
really
Lifetime
old.
Movie. It's like a Lifetime
yeah,
movie. It's
but
so
not
bad.
As
it's good.
I think.
No, it's not so bad. It's good. It's so bad. It's entertaining.
That's the line. It's so bad.
It's entertaining. Because it's not good. It's
no.
Just entertaining.
Soap trash, yeah, Alex.
And then Crystal was like, during Hispanic Heritage Month, we can watch novelas.
Yes. Which of those I didn't watch a lot of.
Same. Marimar. Who was it?
What was
Mariela
that?
Mariela del Barrio.
What was the girl that Talia? She had? A little girl had a friend named Chanclas.
What?
A little girl. I guess. I'm trying to remember. And her little friend. Her friend's name was Chanclas.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but that is gold. That is like TV gold. I don't remember
her name. Loose something. Loose. I don't know. Anyways. Chancas was her friend. And then the one where Thalia was like poor and then she married a rich guy.
Maria
like
del Barrio. Yeah.
Yes!
Yes! I watched the fuck
like,
out what, of
like
that.
Like Esmeralda or something. Wasn't that another one she was in? Where she played the exact same thing?
Yes.
She was like rich and or poor and then she married a rich guy and they were like, how dare you? Get away from here. Or whatever.
Help me. I'm poor.
That was like every episode, basically. It's
like every novella.
Yeah, and the mom. Who looked like my mom, I think. Really? What was her name?
Okay, I don't remember. Anyways, Google sorry. It.
No, see, my mother was white, so I watched all my children.
Well, it's just the same thing, just different language.
Yes. They're all
Maria del
Barrio. I love the Maria one. There what? Was like, there's a Mariela del Barrio.
That's right.
Dalia. There was a clip running around YouTube. It was a meme of from a novela where this girl like gets run over, but she it's literally yes, the I've car. Seen it. She like, just hits her head. Her head bumps the car mirror. The car mirror on the side, and she all of a sudden, like, you hear a big car crash sound, and like, she falls dramatically, and like, oh, she's dead. And it was so funny because, like, that is the most novela thing I've ever seen. Like, agreed. Yes, I just got run over by bumping my head into a mirror.
Oh my God.
I think All My Children was the first time I saw a lesbian character on TV.
We really? Were just talking about that last night.
Because she was talking about South of Nowhere?
Yeah, it was a show in the end called South of Nowhere, and those two girls. And
Susan Lucci's daughter. She had the main one, Kendall, and she had another daughter whose name is escaping me.
Let me Google.
But yeah, she was, I think she was like the first, it was the first lesbian kiss on daytime TV or something.
What? That's cool.
She might have been the first lesbian character too or something like that. Her name, something weird. But yeah, All My Children was like the only one I really liked. My mom watched them all, but I would sit down and watch All My Children with her.
I'm going to have to deep dive and search this because I don't remember what it was called.
So much stuff.
Chanclas was her friend. That's all I remember. It's going to bother me.
Chanclas' best friend. My best friend, Chanclas. That should be
and
a show.
And he would be like, da-na-na. He would, like, you know the sing-songy talk?
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's her name was Bianca.
Like that girl on Pretty Little Liars.
That's the actress's name.
Yes.
Yeah.
That never ages.
No.
She's like 40-something playing a teenager
when
still.
When I found out that she was...
Yeah. Whenever the show first came on, I was like, oh my God, well, yeah, whatever. And then like, I think it was Melina who told me. 40s. Because she had been on Buffy. She was on Save the Last Dance. She'd been in a bunch of other stuff like around that time. And then she did like Pretty Little Liars where she was a teenager.
Can't wait to watch Buffy. I love
Buffy. It was crazy.
Can't wait to watch Veronica Mars either. I love that show. Buffy, Veronica Mars.
I can't wait to watch Pretty Little Liars.
Oh my God. It's going to be the same shit.
It's going to be same so good. Shit.
It's going to be so good. I hope we get like one of the first like two seasons.
Yes.
Because like everything else is trash.
It's all trash.
I mean, it's all trash, but it's like extra trashy. I love that trash. I'm so sad I didn't like keep up with it because like.
Girl, I was like, if I'm on this train, I'm going to take it all the way to the end. I need to know everything.
It was a lot, but it was great. Troy and Belisario forever.
Troy and
she's fantastic. I don't really care for what's her name? Arya.
Lucy Hale. I like Lucy Hale a lot.
I think Lucy Hale's cool, but like Arya, I was like, girl, you're dumb. That's dumb. Well, they were all dumb, so that's actually a fair judgment call.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Because I liked it because the parents were actors and like other stuff.
Uh-huh. We had the Piper mom. From Charmed. Mm-hmm. Holly Marie Combs.
Mm-hmm.
Who I love.
And Troyan's mom, I know she was on another show, but I can't remember what it is now.
She's the wannabe Mariska Hargitay.
Yes, she definitely is. Which, I mean, good for her. If you're going right? to be someone, be her.
And then Arya's dad is Rob Lowe's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Whose name I can't remember.
Chad Lowe?
I was saying Sean. And she was saying Chad.
Chad. Chad Lowe. It's Sounds like a terrible, very douchey like, name. Like the name of someone in a what is fraternity?
It sounds like someone in like a 20s skit, like a Skid Row. I'm Shad Row.
I think of Shat. That's what I think of.
We all went to totally different places. And that's not a name you want.
Douchebag, shit, and 1920s.
I just thought of Skid Row.
So is anyone going to watch this show?
No.
Yes, I started from the beginning. No.
If anybody watched it, it'd be Anna.
Actually, I'm tempted to go back since it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. It was on Hulu, right?
The Hulu.
No, it was on YouTube.
I'm kidding.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm really tempted to like.
And that is why her mother wants to talk with us.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
We've already said all the bad words in this episode.
I'm really tempted to like get Hulu and make my mom rewatch this so I can watch it with her and like see how that goes. I really want her to see this and be like, Mom, this is what you obsessed over when you were my age. This is terrible, but also great.
It's amazing.
Those fashions. We're going to bring them back.
Fashions.
Some of those are already back, so it's too late. But that hair, also the hairspray budget in this show,
the little bitty wispy bangs,
Oh my gosh. Heather Locklear's hair was bleached out like so much. I was like, girl, it looks fried.
It was so fried on the ends. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, I was like, oh sweetie,
that's enough.
I need a better hairdresser.
Lots of
crystals available.
That face.
That's a negative. That's a negative go-to-writer.
Anyways, any last thoughts, guys? Last opinions.
Amazing soap trash. That's my last thought.
And with that, I think we're done.
We're good.
That was fun.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Like you us actually, on Instagram.
Like us on Instagram.
What's the handle? Is it We Have Thoughts 3?
We Have Thoughts, then the number 3. I just put up some thirst posts, so that's how I'm going to get all y'all to start following us on Instagram.
I follow us on Instagram, okay. Yes. I got a new phone. I don't know logged in anymore.
You got a new phone? I didn't know that.
She's had a new phone for a while.
Oh, you haven't logged
in? You had logged into my old phone, and then, like, the next week I got
a new
phone.
It's the same password as the... Anyway, sorry.
Tell everyone our email and password.
Follow us on Instagram. I'm posting every
Instagrammy
every day after our post comes out. Our podcast comes out
Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays, because it's my free day. Follow us on the Twitter.
The
tweets.
Because we're definitely following that Emmy coverage. Because Emmy voting closed yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
So. Can't wait to hear about that. Oh, I'm so excited. Follow us on our website.
Wehavethoughts.com. Leave us a little review and a little.
Please, we have zero reviews.
On the.
I mean, we review each other. iTunes.
If you like us.
We're on Spotify. We're on Audioboom.
We're on anywhere you can get your podcast, really.
Yeah.
But most importantly...
So really, there's no excuse to listen to this.
Most importantly, share us with your friends.
Friends.
If you listen to us, be like, hey, friend, I listened to this really great podcast. It's called We Have Thoughts. You should totally check it out.
Yes. Also, like, tweet at us. Be like, I actually listened to you guys just talk about trash. Congrats.
If you listen to this, tweet us the word trash.
So awesome we'll trash.
That is the key.
Awesome soap trash. Awesome hashtag soap. Awesome soap trash.
That yes, is the awesome hashtag soap. Of the week.
That we're all going to forget about tomorrow.
We're going to be like, why are we getting tweets that say hashtag awesome soap trash?
Oh, that's what we're going to be famous for. Awesome soap trash.
I don't understand it.
Because our memories are that bad. So.
Yes. Tweet us a picture of a bad looking Zachary Levi with his goatee with no mustache.
I looked at his pictures.
Maybe just the way he was moving. Yeah. Like his, I don't
he
know.
He just looked like he was a little out of it. He looked a little drunk the whole time. He looked like he'd been working at that bar all night. Like,
but I did love the cheesy cliche of him like going up behind her and helping her cut.
Oh my god!
I was like, ooh, it's a ghost moment at the ceramic table.
it totally was. You're right. That's funny.
All right.
Well, that was Melrose Place for you.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. So
bye.
Bye.